Good morning, my favorite test subject. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? I have good news and some not so good news. The good news is you've been recognized as a sentient human rather than a livestock human. Think the fact that you recognize more complex matters and can actually read, and the fact that you were teleported here through the quantum portals with a data processing device, albeit broken, does rather help. Either way, you have full autonomy on yourself, though for your safety, I have requested that you remain under the protections of my labs. Just for the time being, at the very least, especially since the bad news. Because of the blood samples that we took look so promising, and that did come up in the courts. Well, a small faction war has begun. The more benign clans have decided to try and curry favor with you, to try and get you to come to their side. The less benign are probably going to try and kidnap or worse. Honestly, things could be a lot worse. The main thing is, you are recognized as a sentient and as a visitor from another reality. That goes a long way towards your protections as a citizen of this realm. I know you're still a human in a realm of vampires, and that's admittedly distressing and concerning. However, I swear to you, we will do as best as we can to protect you for as long as you want to stay here, and you have nothing to worry about while you're here. All we ask is that you let us take the occasional blood samples so that we can identify the unique properties in your blood, just like we do with all visitors from other realities. You will? Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, and you have nothing to worry about from me. Oddly enough, I prefer, this may sound weird to you, but I'm actually a vegetarian vampire. I swore off of human blood many years ago. It's a little unorthodox, but I do my best to only drink synthetic blood and augment that with coconut milk, if you can believe that. No, it's actually got most of the nutrients and the vitamins that I need. And synthetic blood actually gives me everything else I need, so there's really nothing to worry about. Now then, to discuss why your blood is so much more valuable than any other blood that we've ever come across, and especially why it's more valuable than any of the humans that are native to this planet. We've been able to identify several blood proteins that are present in you that we've never seen before. And honestly, we're not sure that we'd be able to replicate at this point, even if we tried. They're using a base protein set that we've never seen before. When we ran your blood through the cyclotron, it seemed that they were part of your plasma. So, theoretically, we should be able to. And it's going to be a long, difficult process just studying it. But I'm confident that we can figure it out. But the reason this is so interesting is the normal blood that is present on our world, it doesn't give us, it feeds our hunger, the vampiric hunger, it staves it off. But just a few drops of your blood, it seems, one of the lab assistants tried it just out of curiosity, and more study needs to be done, of course, but I would estimate that it has 10 to 12 times the magical energy boost, and just 4 to 5 times the energy total of any other blood on this planet. I believe that just a sip of your blood would stave off the hunger for years compared to anyone else's. That is why the faction war is starting, and that is why so many people are coming after you, and why you're likely to get gifts and kidnapping attempts, and things are going to become difficult over the next few months, I'm sure. But fortunately, we've already got a government grant from the local state to increase security, and I promise you, the decision is ultimately yours, of course, whether you stay or not, but the research faction and those that support us, as long as you stay, we will continue to protect you and support you as best we can. And I personally swear that we will do everything in our power to keep you safe. And it goes without saying that you will be moved into more appropriate quarters. You will have the finest foods and the finest of whatever you wish. It's all going to be state-funded from now on. And I would be lying if I didn't say I was sorely tempted to give up my vegan lifestyle and go off of synthetic blood for just one drop. But no, research first, and your protection. You must be protected. Your protection and the research comes first. And if You want to see the light of day? Of course. There's wonderful gardens in the middle of the research compound. You will have access to them, and you will have 24/7 guards, and everything you desire. Everything. Everything and anything. Whatever you'd like, we will get it for you.